And we are back on air! Well, technically, in the studio. Okay, hanggang sa studio lang naman. But Matches Radio is back, that is the point! And so are we in the spaces we love. I am your host, your do-it-all kuya, who's always there for you, from 3AB English Literature. And you are tuned into Pop Asia, only here on Matches Radio. But wait, let me introduce my co-hosts first. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, I'm your fashionista who brings the sugar spice and everything nice. I'm Sammy from 2AB Communication.
And what is up, everybody? Finally, we're back on track, back on site. And what is up, everybody? It's your hyperplantita, Medzopa Bida, your celery without the sea, Ellery Torres from 3AB Communication.
Hey everyone, this is Ace, your Ace sa kalokohan, Ace sa kwentuhan, at Ace na laging nasa mga latest na kaganapan from 2AB Communication, and you are tuned in to Pop Asia, only here at Magis Radio.
That's right, and as we see, the whole world around us is slowly easing into 100% recovery. Ika nga nila, what they like to call the new normal. We're also back here in our very own Magis Radio studio, syempre. Now that we're back on campus, we can now do the things that we missed. Oh my gosh, there's so many things I missed here. Yeah. Even though the first time I've been here was actually intercession.
Yeah, actually, same. But you know, with that, here's a question for you guys, because I haven't seen you guys in such a long time. How is your return to campus, guys?
Well, for me, it was absolutely amazing. Like, I am living in a condo, so I'm having, like, so much fun with my freedom.
Living the life. Lovely.
Living the life, exactly, romanticizing. What about you, Ace?
For me, so far, it has been so good getting to experience the university life here in ADMU. Was just a dream back then. So, it really feels surreal. How about you, Orange?
I'm in my own coming-of-age movie right now.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I'm feeling it. Like, in this booth, in this building, in this campus. Man, it just feels so film-esque.
And you know what's so fun about like coming back to the on-site setting, being in the new normal, is that live gigs are actually back. Like, we can go to like concerts.
I miss gigs. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, they are so fun. And I'm honestly so excited for all the live acts in store for us Filipino fans this year, diba?
Exactly. Ooh. And so when the government de-escalated our social distancing measures to alert level 1, things started rolling. So as early as March 2022, there's already full capacity concert in Metro Manila with Gigi Dilana's Domination Tour.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. And there are a whole lot more local acts that followed suit. There's Glock 9 and Shanty Dope, some of the quintessential rappers in the Philippines from like the 21st century. And they also had, actually, it was a two-man show for both of them. The legend Regine Velasquez, the songbird of Asia, the songbird of the Philippines.
Yes.
And Pops Fernandez followed suit. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What was the main moment?
Dude, wait. Okay, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. It's P-PopCon. Like, remember the P-Pop convention?
Yes.
Yeah, it happened last April, guys.
Yeah, like, but it was like 2 days, I think. Yung P-Pop.
Yeah, not one, not three, but 2 days. Yes.
It was dubbed as like the ultimate P-Pop fan gathering. So, like, you know, a lot of the stands came along. And it actually ran from April 9 to 10, right?
Yeah,
from 6 to 10.
Acts, guys.
Yeah, and I heard, like, yung first day, it was, like, set at the New Frontier Theater, so it's so fancy.
Yeah.
And also, like, there
that's
were
a huge stage.
Yeah, not just the live acts, but there were also booths, merch sales, games, and, of course, like, performances from our P-pop
idols.
What's
it about the performances, diba?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It really did give a space for the P-pop fans to convene. And it was a great event for us to ease our way back to the pandemic. Like, it was such an opener for all of us. Well, guys, do you know what happens in the second day?
What?
Wait.
I know this. Like, wait. If I'm not mistaken, Arenata Coliseum. Everybody got it.
Yes!
I knew it, guys.
Diba? Akala niyo, New Frontier Theater lang. Arenata Coliseum taking over the world. So, when they were at Arenata, there were actually 11 acts.
11?
11.
That's so much.
Exactly. I'm sure there are the names that you really know, like Alamat, BGYO, MNL 48, and of course, SB19, you know?
My favorite!
Yes!
SB19 Fever!
Sige, ano nga yung gusto mong song?
So my favorite is Go Up.
Wow! I like MAPA.
A true fan.
Oh my God.
Hanggang MAPA lang ako eh.
Diba? Hanggang MAPA rin ako
MAPA
eh.
Famous.
Alright.
Okay, and so guys, what are your brief thoughts ba on the P-pop scene? Because you know, in the industry aspect, do you think they need your support ba? Or are they worthy of support? Or do you think they're fine on their own? What do you guys think?
I mean, like, coming in as, like, an artist myself, not, like, kind of low-key amateur kind of thing. But anyways, that's beside the point. Yes, dapat my support. It's always good to support the local arts, especially those that are, like, very up-and-coming. Mm-hmm. I guess there's also this kind of distinction that we gotta fight against, that P-pop is just a rip-off of K-pop. We gotta, you know, show them that it's really our own thing. It's really their own thing.
Yeah.
And I guess the best way we can do that is, you know, supporting our local artists. Kaya naman, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think it's honestly so important to support our artists. And, like, yeah, a lot of people do say now kind of we're copying K-pop in a way. But, you know, it's just a matter of time where we really find our own branding as the Filipino pop community. And I'm so excited for what's to come. Like, I've been loving a lot of, like, what SB19, Ben & Ben, or, like, MNL or BGYO, what they're putting out. It's, like, I love them so much. But, yeah, I agree that we need to support them a little bit more in their journeys.
Y'all, yes. I am not on your levels. I've been a P-pop fan since I was a baby.
Really?
Wow!
I reached Sam Conception levels.
Oh, my gosh!
Don't touch me. I am of the a different
original.
Caliber.
Oh, my God. The
but,
original
yeah,
P-pop.
But, like, bouncing off of everything you guys said, that is so true. I think at the end of the day, like, with all of these international influences coming to our entertainment industry to this day, I think it's really essential for us to embrace our own. Because at the end of the day, you know, we have the skill, we have the talent, we have, like, the means to actually put out really good music. We just need a good audience. We just need a supportive and loving
audience. That's so true.
Audience.
Diba?
Yeah, diba? It's always great that the audiences, like, are now live, because, grabe, what we came from, this... It wasn't always like this, diba? Syempre.
Yeah.
Since things are just coming up, that means, you know, they had to come from somewhere. And that is actually where we came from, the pandemic. So, the pandemic really did shape entertainment. Kwento muna ako, guys. I found this article from Bandwagon. I think I remember using it for an org activity na rin ata. With managers, producers, sound engineers. It's basically the behind-the-scenes people, the external relations people of different artists here in the Philippines. Mostly in Manila, but some outside of Manila as well. And they were weighing in on how the pandemic damaged the entertainment industry. And it is certainly one of the most damaged industries, like, here, post-pandemic. Even in the pandemic, artists were still struggling to find ways to come together, make music, actually, you know, get that artistic inspiration out there into their chosen mediums. And really just bring it out to the world, share it with everyone.
Yeah.
For more than a year, people weren't going out for any good reason. And the entertainment industry went to a really hard stop.
And then, so we go forward to recording naman, because before they heavily relied on physical recording sessions, but due to the lockdown, we can't receive clientele. Also, for the Switches production, they had to go home and bedroom recording for overall changing of the fundamentals and how the production takes place. So nakita niya na kailangan ng online mixing and mastering to do the thing, and that the bedroom is also out for the music people. And so it's interesting to think na sa Magis Radio, we also survived the same process, di ba, for the DJs?
Yeah.
You guys did bedroom recordings
back
then.
That's so true. I was recording my episodes, like, right beside my closet, because that's the quietest place.
Dude, I would like, Mama, may recording kami, ah. So quiet lang, ah.
Yeah, it would be such a struggle.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah,
that's so funny, guys. And honestly, super relatable. I think... For everybody, especially to our listeners right now, everybody's experience, like, telling their family, guys, shush, I have an online class, I have a recording, I have something. But yeah, you know, honestly, it's really, really felt talaga. And I think, like, it's just not us, but even other, like, well-known figures in the industry have really been gravely affected by, like, the pandemic and, like, everything being home-based. Like, have you guys heard of, like, Riza Pascua?
No, familiar?
Super familiar.
No, guys, okay. Riza Pascua, you guys know MMI Live. Like, you know, the concert producers in the Philippines.
Oh! Yeah, okay, now they ring a bell.
Yeah, so she's one of, like, the bigger concert promoters in the Philippines. And, like, she once, like, shared, like, the sentiment online. Parang, you know, under normal circumstances, live shows are scheduled, like, because, like, I mean, scheduled, like, more maingat. Because, syempre, everyone's afraid of COVID at that time.
Oh,
and,
of course.
Syempre, the concerts are all about the physical commitment, the physical gathering, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's also, although it's understandable, I'm not taking anything against them. I also understand kasi that they're looking out for the safety of the audience as well, you know. So, you know, it's okay. But yeah, this article was published in the earlier days of the pandemic pa. And things have changed twofold today, guys. So
thank goodness they changed.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Yeah, and honestly, like, in her industry and their business, like, their team really looked into the possibility of having more virtual events to still interact with their fans. And that's why, like, they actually did like virtual events through things like Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, and other mediums, and that is what happened. That's why, if you guys noticed, diba, ang daming online concerts last year or mga like start ng pandemic, like 2020. I remember attending so many Ben and Ben online concerts because first of all, they were free at the start, so lovely, lovely.
Speaking of Ben and Ben concerts, their online concert last December 2021. Imagine, guys, that was just like 10 months ago. It was entitled Coderno, was highly anticipated by their Liwanags, or what they call the Ben and Ben fans now. So mga kaliwanags, mga great fans of the indie folk pop darlings, whatever you'd like to call them. Ben and Ben, the virtual concert was live from the one, the only Smart Araneta Coliseum, and was met with very warm responses. And it really, really blew up on Twitter, kasi syempre, it's Ben and Ben. They're huge. And it was also live streamed on their Facebook page.
Yeah, okay, Orange. But you know what I love the most? Like, okay, I love Ben and Ben, but I'm a musical theater kid. Like,
really?
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool. Yes. Yes, I am. Okay, but what I really, the highlight of the pandemic for me, like, actually, the pandemic was a time for me to grow into my musical theater kid thing. Because, like, I grew up in a, like, public school, so we didn't have that. But in the pandemic, Ang Huling El Bimbo was streamed for in YouTube for like 48 hours. Ooh, and that was, wow. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
It was so good. Like, I think for me, I just personally enjoyed like listening to the Eraserhead songs. Those are songs that my dad would play every Sunday morning when he wakes up. And I was able to see it in a musical form. And it tackled such a sensitive topic and their depiction of women, which I love as a feminist. Yeah, yes. I think it's something that is so fun.
Okay, and then to add naman sa online concerts, in 2021, Vice Ganda also had her Gandemic Vice Ganda, the Vigital Concert. So dito nagkaroon siya ng numerous performances, special guests, and delivered tons of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I love local. Sorry, guys. Like, okay, guys can go on.
Support
ahead,
local.
And,
but, support local.
Okay,
pa rin.
I am such a Mama Nadine fan. Like, President Nads, take over my life, please. And I am super grateful because, you know, if there was silver lining to the pandemic, it has to be Nadine's visual album. Like, if you guys have heard of Wildest Dreams? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So yeah, it was like a super savvy take to an album release. Like, it was accompanied by like this huge online concert. At the sprang, it was produced by Careless Music. This, like, basta guys, super extra niya talaga. So, it was like a full circle moment for the conceptual project. And I think it was only made possible because of the pandemic. So, thanks, COVID, I guess.
Hot takes from Magis.
Yeah, but you know, guys, let's talk about music specifically. I feel like you guys have already been, like, spilling in your lovely taste in music. So, for you guys, how did you guys cope with the pandemic?
I think the number one way I did it was, like, keep track on like my favorite local artists and wait for their next releases. I remember like trying to track, like reloading Twitter over and over again, just to see if like the artists that I follow are gonna release any new music. I was also on the lookout for a lot of like online concerts and really just wanted to relive live gigs. So I went to YouTube and went to the channel of I think Earl Arce and She's Only 16 Dork. I love those guys.
I love She's Only 16.
Sauce. Nice. Sauce now, but
sauce. I love their music.
I love Serioso. But yeah, how about you guys?
Yeah, aside from the local artists, of course, we also have the booming K-pop artists. So, of course, we have the comeback era for the Korean act. So, first, we have Jessie, who had her famous Zoom In Manila. So, are you guys familiar with her song Zoom In, Zoom Out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's her!
Hanggang yung pangalan niya yung alam ko eh.
Patingin nga siya.
I don't know her name. I'm so sorry.
I see that everywhere. Yeah, I'm really familiar with her. Like, that's the only song that I know. But you know what I'm so familiar with is Seventeen. I'm not familiar personally with the band, but when, like, their tickets went on selling, like, all of my Instagram stories was literally just the ticket, like, of Be The Sun, Seventeen. And I did not know who they were until I was actually reading the script. I'm like, ah, sila pala yung Be The Sun.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
They're
and
very famous.
I actually watched the DLSU versus Ateneo game, and it was the same day as Be The Sun. And I found out that the reason why nasa Araneta yon kasi Be The Sun was in MOA.
So
exactly,
so famous,
exactly,
so
and they had like it was a two-day concert, and they were sold out. Like, I remember my friends in their stories, they were like literally camping out of SM just to get the tickets. But you know, because of the positive response that the group has from the Manila tour, they're actually gonna be coming back in December. So
what?
Near, guys. Yeah, wow. Literally just like what, a month from now, in Bulacando, in the Philippine arena. If I'm not wrong, that's the biggest arena in the Philippines.
Yes, sir.
That's why it's the Philippine arena.
Oh,
yeah.
Say.
Wow. Yeah. And
I learned
like,
something new today.
So many people are so excited about that.
All right. Yeah, I super get you. But beyond that, guys, another concert that happened was, have you guys heard of like TXT?
Yes.
Tomorrow, buy it together. Tomorrow, buy it together, diba?
Yes.
Yawn.
Yes. Fun fact, they also have a two-day act. It was like Tomorrow Together at Lovesick. So it's like, it's a wrap up for a successful world tour. But you know, they still managed to bring in like the energy, and it was like a solid performance talaga. Like with their hits like Loser Lover, Blue Hour, and Anti-Romantic. It's like, they're such an amazing group, honestly. This five-man group just makes me want to love music even more.
Oh my gosh, dude, I feel that. And they even spoke in Tagalog, which is a great way to, you know, transition to our next part.
It's so cute.
CL Plus Epic High on October 29. This one is a little different because Halloween, or what I'm assuming is like the Halluwave themed Halloween party, Nax,
yes.
Matalina yung nagname, was a Halloween party organized by Pulp Live. You can always expect a good show from them. Pentagon, Card, Gaho, and Kave. Or Cav, correct me if I'm wrong, viewers or listeners. DJ Soda and P-pop boy group BGYO opened the four-hour show. Imagine you guys being in a concert for four whole hours with all of the favorite musicians that you love, while the Emperor CL and Epic High headline the ticket. The veteran rap group is set to come back to Manila again this November. Grabe, miss na miss talaga nila yung ano, yung Philippines.
Yeah, that is so true. Honestly, I just love the music here, man. And I feel the love from you guys also. So, like with that, you know, moving forward, I have a question for everybody here. So, were there any K-cons that you guys missed? And if you went to one in the season, like you know, are there any concerts that you want to relive all over again, if ever?
Okay, personally, I went to the NCT concert last September, and I really enjoyed seeing all my K-pop idols live, and I'd really love for them to come back. So yeah, I think it's overall such a pleasant experience for me.
Okay, well, I'm not a super big K-pop like whoa, but you know, I do love my Blackpink, and I was really waiting for their new album like to release, and I think that was the like I really wanted to relive that, because actually like my friends and I, we had Sokcai during that time because it was released around 12, and right after Sokcai, we literally ran out, we sat at Segwalk and just had a whole listening party to their new album.
That
so,
was so fun.
Yeah,
core memory for sure.
How about you, Orange?
I'm not a huge K-pop fan myself. I feel not di naman left out, but I don't really have much K-cons that I missed because I wasn't really looking too much of them anyways. Though I do thoroughly enjoy my Twice. I remember it was Magis Radio that actually got me into Twice, and it was the one, and they were the ones who actually springboarded me into loving K-pop. I tried to learn the What Is Love dance, but all I know is like how to do the question mark with my finger.
Yun lang naman.
Wow.
Well,
since we're already talking about girl groups, so what girl group comeback is your favorite this year and why? So, ayun, let's start na lang with Ace.
Okay, mine is probably G-Idle's Tomboy. Do you know that one, guys?
No, we don't know who that is.
I'm so sorry.
Disappointing, you guys.
Yeah, and also there's La Seraphim and other groups as well. And then, yeah, so for the question for the DJs,
so do you think girl groups will dominate the winners for this year's and awards.
Of course, guys. Girl power. Have you seen Twice's visuals lately? Damn. I mean, come on, guys. It's a sure win. It's a sure win for me.
And I think even the rookies are impressing at this point.
Yeah, they're super.
A lot of the rookie girl groups are really standing out. And no offense to the guy groups, but they gotta step up their game. Honestly, yeah. In so much of the aspects. I've only ever heard of new girl groups coming out while the guy groups are like either laying low or not doing too well. So I really feel like the lady group domination is only about to start.
Yeah, and honestly, like, you can also feel the excitement from the fans. I feel like the domination also comes from the fans themselves, us. Because honestly, you can really feel the excitement, like, you know, with going back on site, the concerts, the girl group acts, the year-end awards. Like, everything is actually starting with a bang. So, yeah, super excited for it.
Okay, so guys, overall, this was such a fun, amazing topic to talk about doing flashbacks from our online recording and then going to the live acts and then finally the K-pop comebacks. So my major takeaway from our session for today is that despite everything that happened due to the pandemic, it was really nice that we are now slowly pacing back to normal, doing concerts and then living the life we had lived before, right?
Yeah, I think for me, it's so, what I learned, or like my biggest takeaway, is that it's so important to support the artists, you know, especially now that we can actually do it live, because it's so different supporting them online and then actually seeing them. Like, diba, it feels different seeing your blockmates, your classmates in person, and like, compared to how it was online. Like, it feels so much better, and I think that's something that we should do for the artists.
That is so true. And honestly, at the end of the day, let's just, you know, keep on supporting our artists. Not just K-pop fans. Not just K-pop. But everybody. Like, spread the love, right?
That is so true. Always support local naman, guys. We've got a lot of great acts here in the Philippines. And even though the industry in entertainment changes over time, a lot of it is changes that are for growth. That make it better. That make it improve. Regardless of the circumstances. The entertainment industry continues to live on. Actually, for a question to our listeners right here on Madges, what are you looking forward to this year's Pop Asia stage? So what are you guys looking forward to for, you know, this year's Pop Asia stage as we start the year off?
All right. And speaking of starting the year off, like all good things, guys, this show must come to its timely an end, to untimely end. But don't worry, because we'll be back. So with that, guys, once again, it's your hyperplan tita, Medyo Pabida, your celery without the sea, Ellery Torres from True AB Communication.
Unfortunately, I'm saying bye once again. It's your fashionista who brings the sugar spice and everything nice, Sammy, from 2AB Communication.
And this has been Ace, your Ace Akwentuhan, Ace sa Kalokohan at Ace na laging nasa mga latest kaganapan from 2AB Communication.
See you, my favorite listeners. This has been your do-it-all kuya who's always there for ya, Orange Zagala from 3AB English Literature.
Pop Asia is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Rome Agpalaja and Julia Vila and edited by the one and only 30 Sarovka. With that, guys, always remember to keep it Magis and follow the sound. We'll be right back.